Igeres HaKadosh, Siman Chaf Hei, Igeres HaKadosh 25, is a letter in which the Alter Rebbe explains a statement in the Sefer Tzavos HaRivosh, the Tzavos Rebbe Yisrael Baal Shem. There's a statement there from the Baal Shem, attributed to the Baal Shem Tov, where he says that if a person is davening and someone comes and talks to him during the davening, he should see it as a test, that God is putting him to the test, because the Shechina rests in the one who's doing the talking, even if the one who's doing the talking is a non-Jew who is trying to interrupt his davening. So those misnagdim who are always looking to find fault in the teachings of Chassidus jumped on this and said, how could you say that the Shechina rests, or the Shechina is clothed in a goy, in a non-Jew? So to answer and explain this, the Alter Rebbe wrote this letter. He doesn't mention the question because he doesn't want even in the process of answering the question, he doesn't want to state a doubt about something that the Baal Shem Tov wrote. So he explains the matter, and the question is automatically answered. To understand the teachings of Teizo, of Bino, Mashakosu, B'Sefer HaNikro, B'Tzavos Rivosh, that which is written in the Sefer that is called the will, or the Tzavo of the Baal Shem Tov, Hagam Shebe'emes Eino Tzavo Siklal, although the truth is that it is not his will. He didn't leave a will. V'leitziva klal ufnei p'tirosei. He left no will at all before he passed away. Zakem likutei imreisav ha-tahereis. Rather, this sefer called Tzavos HaRivosh is a collection of his teachings. Shelokhtu likutei bose likutei, that was gathered by many gatherers. V'layodu l'chaven haloshan al-miskeinosei, and they were not able, they didn't know, to pick the perfect expressions that would match the intention. But the intention is absolutely true, that which is written in the Sefer. So we will understand it and explain it with a preface of a statement of the sages, that whoever gets angry, loses his temper, is as if he worshipped an idol. The reason is understood, is known to those who study, who study Taizo. Fi shebeis kase nistalka mimeno emuna. What is the analogy? That because he lost his temper, it's as if he worshipped an idol. It's because when he loses his temper, he also loses his faith. For that moment, his faith, his emunah in God, is removed from him. He ilu hayamaymin, because if he had his emunah, shemayes Hashem hayisazeis lei, that this court, whatever it is that got him angry, the insult, the pain, the damage that angered him, if he had maintained his emunah, that this is coming from God, lehoya b'kas klal, then he wouldn't have gotten angry in the first place. Af sheben adam shehu bal bechira mekalu le'emakehu emazik mameinei, and although the insult or the injury or the damage is coming from a person who has freedom of choice, and the person who hurt him or who damaged his property or insulted him or cursed him is punishable in human courts and also in heaven because of his evil choice, because he chose to be the messenger and the vehicle through whom the hurt or the damage or the insult would come. So he is guilty and responsible for his actions, afal pikein. Still, it is not a contradiction to the fact that al-Hanizak Kfar nigzar min hashamayim, that the person who was hurt or damaged or insulted, there was already a decree in heaven that he should experience that insult or that hurt. And there are many messengers that God can use. So if this person had chosen not to, since he has freedom of choice, then there would have been other messengers or other forms through which it would have come. At any rate, in spite of the fact that the person who does it out of freedom of choice, for which he is answerable and culpable, at the same time, the result, the resulting insult or the resulting damage or the resulting pain is already decreed that it should come to the one who is hurt or damaged or insulted. V'lei eid, and not only is there already a decree that there should be this insult, elo afilu bisho zumamish, shemakehu e mekaloloi, at the very time that the person is hitting him or cursing him, mislabish bekeya Hashem veruach piv yizbarech, at that very time, the strength that God gives, that comes from God's mouth, that is mechayehu mekaimei, that gives life and existence to the one who is doing the hitting or the cursing and so on, at that very time, God is clothed within that person and giving him the strength and the motivation to hit and to curse. Ukamesha Kosov, and as we find this concerning David and Shimi. Shimi ben Neda cursed David, and David's response was, ki Hashem omar lekalel, that God told him to curse. The Heichan Omar l'Shimi, where do we find that God told Shimi to curse David? Elo shemachshov v'zu shenofel l'Shimi b'libi amechei, the thought that occurred to Shimi in his heart and in his mind to curse David, yarda me'eis Hashem, it came from God. He wasn't compelled to do it. He still had the freedom of choice to do or not to do, but the thought came from God. V'ruach piv hamachaye kol tzevom. It came from the breath of God's mouth that gives life to all the hosts of earth. So that same breath, heche yaruche shel Shimi b'shor shedibir dvarim elu l'David, that's what was giving life to Shimi at the time that he was saying those words to David. Because if God's breath were to depart from Shimi, even for a moment, then he wouldn't be able to speak at all. So the ability to speak and the thought that occurred to him, the word that occurred to him to say, all of this comes from God, even at the time when he is doing the cursing, so that even a person who is cursing David is at that very moment being enlivened and animated by God and given the strength and the thought to do what he's doing. And therefore, the person who gets angry is forgetting, is losing his faith for that moment where he believes that a person can do or say or think on his own without God. And that's a lack of emunah. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 25th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes, there are sort of nigunim, there are 10 nigunim, mehem tnuez bilvad, among them, among these 10 nigunim, there are those that are very brief, just one movement. Miyuchosim l'Rabbeinu Hazokin, shehu ba'atzmei chibram. These 10 nigunim are attributed to the Alter Rebbe, that he himself composed them. Hamiyuchosim l'Rabbeinu Hamtzoi, those that are attributed to the Mittel Rebbe, haine sheneschabru bizmanei v'hoye menagdem eisam l'fonov, aval loy shehu mechabram. Those nigunim were composed in the times of the Mittel Rebbe, and they were sung in the presence of the Mittel Rebbe, but not that the Mittel Rebbe composed them. V'hoysa etzle kvutzas avreichem menagnim. The Mittel Rebbe had a group of young men who were menagnim, singers, v'yadua b'shem the Mittel Rebbe's kapella, and they were known as the Mittel Rebbe's orchestra. The nechlaka l'shtei pluges, and they were divided into two groups, b'ilei shir b'peh, the vocalists, or b'ilei zimra b'kelim shenim, and also the musicians on various instruments.